And I was too deeply involved in my religion, and that he wasn't. And I said, I think if anybody should make the move, that you should make it with me. Mm-hmm. And he did.
Mm-hmm. Well, very good.
He did. He came with me. And he helped me through the years with it. And he never did seem to feel that he was sorry that he did, but he did. He went with me.
Now, your husband had a store here in...
No, my husband didn't have a store. He had a farm. It was my father that had the store.
The store, the double front store.
He's right. The one that had that, when that ice box had held 300 pounds of ice.
That was in Taylor.
Yeah.
Right?
It was on the other side of the railroad over there, on his land, right at the corner of the land.
And
he had, my uncle, my mother's brother, went in with him with that store. But for years, he worked before he had his own store. He worked for other people. And let me see right here. There's a picture.
He worked. When you were growing up, he worked in Oxford.
Well, and he worked in a store here with some people. And there used to be a lot of killing here. Here was my daddy. Right there.
I'm interested. You went to school in Oxford because he was working there in a store?
Well, he bought this home and he worked there in a store. He had a part interest in a store there. Mm-hmm. And he worked there. See, that's my daddy then. This is my uncle right over here. Right there. Mm-hmm. Now, this was Dr. Linda there and all these men. And this man right here was killed by this man. No, this man right here killed this man.
Is that right?
Over a woman.
Is that right?
This man shot this man and killed him because he spooned with his wife. And, you know, they did that the other day. They kill him right now. And this man used to be postmaster, and these two, and this man right here used to run a little moonshine.
Is that right?
And he had a store. But you know what? He couldn't read and write, but you know what he did? He had signs for when he charged things. He got killed on a railroad, trained him and killed him, cut him all to pieces. Right down there, right in the middle of town, but dragged him a long way, the train did. But he'd put a grind rock, he'd put a round thing, he'd put a little square hole in the center of it. If it's a hoop of cheese, he'd just put it round and charge it, and it'd be a hoop of cheese.
Hmm.
He didn't have the education, but he got by.
But he got along all right. So then how long?
That's Mr. Pope. He was a real smart man. And this man was smart too, but he killed this man. This man was a school teacher and a merchant too. And he killed a man.
Is that right?
A man came, back at the hair. He used to go down the street some, this old man that he killed right here. And he was teaching me when he killed him. He'd go down, this John was a man that was going down the road, and he'd shoot, ride a horse and go down the road, whoop de whoop de whoop, shooting a pistol, up and down these streets. And he and Mr. had a kind of fuss, and Mr. told him he better not put his foot inside his store. And so he did. And he put his foot inside the store to kill him. And my daddy and my uncle here witnessed that. And he shot Mr. and killed him. And of course he had to get out teaching school, but he came free, but he got out, had to get out teaching school. And that's kind of like the Wild West.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of like the Wild West, but the saloons were gone. They didn't have them. That was before my day, before I was born. They had two saloons, but that's for my day. But moonshine liquor was everywhere. They made moonshine whiskey. You know what moonshine whiskey is?
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind that they make it out on in the steels they have way out in the woods. And they did that. And so that was where, at that person's house, is where Mama wouldn't let me go.
Oh, I see. He's the fellow who shot the other
man. He shot this man. If I'd have been up there, I wouldn't have been in a case room.
Mm-hmm.
And she wouldn't let me go. But the girl that I wanted to go home with up there, though, wasn't responsible for what he did. But that's why she had to pay the penalty. Mm-hmm. But
how old were you when you moved to Taylor from Oxford?
Well, we didn't stay in Oxford too long. We moved from Taylor to Oxford and then to Oxford back.
I see.
You see,
when you came back to Oxford, or Taylor, that's when your father had the store.
When he fixed a two-story store. Mm-hmm. And they had coffins in that. There was one not long ago in the top of this old store over here. There used to be Woodman of the World up there. And this used to be a pretty cozy little town. And they had three hotels. And one of them was a two-story hotel. But you know, there's wickedness back there then, just like there's wickedness today. You just go stop and think about it. There was.
Mm-hmm. I suppose. And the same things that made people act the way they do then. Mm-hmm.